Sarah Blasco is a singer-songwriter from Sydney, Australia, who recently made her American debut with her third album, As Day Follows Night. Blasco says it's a cycle of songs about a love triangle done in the manner of early Carole King and Leonard Cohen. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
I want to start talking about Sarah Blasco's As Day Follows Night by noting how a music critic can introduce you to a record that delights you. Partly in thanks, partly because it doesn't happen to me as much as it used to. The critic in question is Blasco's fellow Australian Robert Forster, formerly one of the songwriting co-leaders of the Go-Betweens. Turns out he's an astute, articulate judge of other musicians' work. And without the Blasco review in Forster's book, The 10 Rules of Rock and Roll, I never would have picked up on As Day Follows Night. When you're in sync with a music writer, you usually have one of two responses to his observations. Either, I hear what you hear, but it doesn't mean the same thing to me. Or, I hear what you hear, and I'm with you. Forster got me to listen to Blasco by selling her through the basics, her sound and her words. The sound springs from Blasco's collaboration with Swedish producer Björn Utling. I know, I'd never heard of him either. A good shorthand way to explain his approach is to say that he frames voices and songs rather like the American John Bryan, who has a flair for producing singer-songwriters like Amy Mann and Rufus Wainwright. On As Day Follows Night, you feel intimate with the singer's voice right away, and only later notice inventive music touches that round out everything, like the brilliant musical Saw on All I Want.
I don't want another lover, so don't keep holding out your hands. There's no room beside me. I'm not looking for romance. Say I'll be here, but there's no way you'd understand. All I want, all I want, all I want, when I don't myself.
There's rare pleasures in the plainness and specifics of Blasco lines like, when all your life you waited for someone to understand, to wake you up and speak your name. Blasco's theme is as old as romance itself, an intricate, volatile relationship that alternates between joyful affirmation and collapse. Relationship albums may seem obvious undertakings, but they are challenging. Earlier this year, the gifted Tracy Thorn released a similar themed album that was flatter and more predictable than As Day Follows Night. Part of the reason Blasco succeeds is old-fashioned warmth and soul, but part is melodies that tug hard on the ear. Catchiness isn't everything. By itself, it can be mechanical. But if touched by verve and savvy, catchiness is an asset. And after a couple listens, you will recognize every track on Blasco's album with pleasure. Even the anguish of I Never Knew.
It's not enough. It's not enough for both of us. This love I feel won't reach into your heart. Though it hurts inside to find my pride so all I
didn't expect an introspective album about love torments to be headlong rocking. But more important, Blasco avoids the temptation to be too slow and sluggish, of confusing meditation with moping. You don't expect a happy ending to the romance exactly, but Blasco makes you pull for her happiness with determined numbers like No Turning Back, which makes letdowns like Lost and Defeated cut with jagged edges. Then, at the last moment, in the wistful finale Night and Day, Blasco affirms that whatever the outcome of love, the game is worth it, and you accept that's happiness enough.
Milo Miles reviewed As Day Follows Night from Sarah Blasco. You can listen to three tracks from it on our website, freshair.npr.org.